In the meantime, somebody has the insight on education around here, and he is seated right here in studio. Chris Walker, principal, Muncie Central High School. Great to have you in. I was excited when I saw you on the schedule.
Well, good morning, and it's good to see you. Really enjoyed the last time we got to spend some time together, and as always, thank you for having us on and talking all things Muncie Central once a month. And we're looking forward, and it is Friday, and we do celebrate that at Muncie Central too, so we're excited it's Friday.
Well, good to know. Hey, by the way, special surprise coming up this morning. We're going to hear from our radio buddy Steve Lindell, and I think he scheduled this audio just because he knew you were going to be in studio.
Wow, well, you know, Steve, he's always got a few tricks up his sleeve, so we'll have to see what the old radio buddy has in store for us.
Steve is in Uganda and will be reporting a little bit later on today on Delaware County Today. Also following that in the next half hour, Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan talks to us about Police Week and what it means to the Indiana State Police to observe memorials this week. That's all coming up. Let's go to school right now. You have a lot of things happening. I know it's nearing the end of the end of the season, so to speak, for many, but that doesn't mean the end of everything because life goes on even during summer break.
Yes, it sure does. And, well, you know, the first thing that's kind of coming close to an end here is our spring sports season. I always get a good chance to give a shout out to all of our coaches, our student athletes, our families for all their support, our community. Boy, we had a big win last night, just last night. We were over at the Delta Boys Track Sectional and our Bearcats came away with the trophy. First time that we had won the boys track sectional since 2019, and just the smiles on everyone's faces, the excitement. You know, we've got a great coaching staff that's building a great culture for our athletes and setting the high expectations and standards that we're hoping that our student athletes will live up to. And you get some of those successes, and it's kind of proven that some of that hard work is really paying off. But looking forward to seeing them compete next week. They'll be down at North Central on Thursday of next week in the regional with hopefully a chance to go to the state finals here in the first part of June down at IU Bloomington. Girls track season, we have a couple of our student athletes that are advancing out of the sectional that was Tuesday. They'll be at the regional on Tuesday of next week. They travel to Pike High School. And we've got a couple of our students, Jaden Embry, Sammy Fowler. We had a relay team that have advanced out of the sectional to the regional, so we're excited for what they're doing too. And then girls tennis team fought hard last night against the old Delta Eagles, you know, the Tim Cleland institution that is up there on the north side of Delaware County with the tennis. But they fought hard against Delta and came up short, but their season ended last night at Delta as well in the sectional. But so proud of them. Coach Wafer has been around for many, many years, and had the privilege of having all three of my children that have went through Muncie Central have played for Coach Wafer, and just thank the world of him and proud of our girls tennis program and looking forward to seeing them compete again next year. And with baseball and softball, their sectionals are right around the corner, and boys golf will be at it here before too long. So yeah, it is we've got a lot going on with athletics, and they're wrapping up their regular seasons and heading into postseason play, and really excited to see how far they make it.
You are beaming when you talk about this, and I think that it probably comes through the microphone and listeners can tell it as well. These kids are almost like your own family, apparently, because I can see the exuberance when you're talking about this.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together, and you know, we were talking a little bit off the air before we came on, and just how quickly time flies. And you know, it's 8 years of being the principal at Muncie Central so far, and love just about every single minute of it. Maybe not every single minute of it. You know, we joke sometimes about things that are out of our control sometimes, but I'm just so proud of our kids, our families that support us. You definitely make a choice of where you want to go to high school in Delaware County. There's plenty of options, and the folks that choose to come to Muncie Central, we hope that they have a return on that investment, and we work very hard every day to make sure that they're having a great experience. And when you see them have success, you know, it just means the world to us, because it means what we're telling them and what we're trying to teach them and what we're trying to model for them are things that they, if they do those things, that they'll see success too. And we have spent a lot of time working to establish a culture at Muncie Central where our community and our alumni, 150 plus years of history over there, that folks can continue to be proud of. And we take it very seriously. It's a it's a mission of ours to do that. And boy, we love spending time with our kids and our staff, and glad to see when some of that pays off.
Well, and then that brings up a bittersweet topic. There are seniors who are going to be moving on.
Oh, I know. It's that time of year. And so we have, again, I said we had three of our own kids, Katie and I, and Tate is our middle child, and he is a senior this year, so he's getting ready to go through these experiences. And boy, it's always a little bittersweet, as you said, even as you're starting to see some of the students graduate and move on to the next level that they're prepared to do. And then you throw in the mix, you got your own kid doing it too, and you got all those emotions. But yeah, we've got a lot of things planned to kind of celebrate the class of 2024 coming up. We've got a new tradition we're starting this year at Muncie Central. We're calling our elementary walk, and all of our seniors are going to visit the elementary schools and Muncie Community Schools coming up next Wednesday on May 22nd. They'll load up a bus and head to the elementary school that they attended. We also know we have a few elementary schools that students attended that have either been repurposed or no longer elementary schools, so we'll get them to the elementary school that their neighborhoods feed into now, and they're going to wear their cap and gown and walk the halls at the elementaries and just show all those future Bearcats what's in store for them just shortly down the road. And then we have our senior breakfast is coming up on the actual day of our commencement, which is Monday, June 3rd. We do that in the high school cafeteria at 11 a.m. on that Monday, and we tell the students in our senior meetings that will be their last time to actually walk the halls at Muncie Central after that breakfast before they officially graduate. And I had one of our seniors stop me the other day, and he said, "Man," he goes, it got real when you said that, Mr. Walker." And I said, "Hey, it is getting real." But we allow them the opportunity to do that, and they really appreciate it. And then we have our senior graduation practice is on that Monday as well, June 3rd. We do that at 1 o'clock, and our venue this year is Emmons Auditorium. For several years, we've used Worthen Arena, but our friends at Worthen are doing a little construction project on their lower bleacher area. So we're happy to be at Emmons Auditorium on Ball State's campus. Doors will open at 6:30 on Monday, June 3rd. And we will kick off the event right at 7:30. Due to us being at Emmons and not at Worthen, capacity is a little bit smaller. So we are ticketing the event, and each graduate has asked for a number of tickets that we're able to accommodate. And so unfortunately, if John Q. Public just wants to show up to our graduation, you need to make sure you have a ticket to get in, because we want to make sure all of our families that are traveling from all over the place get a seat in the auditorium to see their Bearcat graduate. But we have a lot going on, and really proud of the class of 2024 and looking forward to celebrating them here in the next couple of weeks.
What's the number-ish of people who will be accepting diplomas?
So we usually are in the ballpark of about 265 students that will walk across the stage. You know, shout out to, we have several of our students that completed an associate's degree at Ivy Tech. We have several of our students that completed a one-year degree at Ivy Tech or certification. And we just hosted Ivy Tech's graduation ceremony at the field house, our Muncie field house, this past Saturday. And several of those students have already walked through one commencement for all of the college courses that they've taken while they're in high school. But we'll have about 265 of our Bearcats walk across the stage on June 3rd. And we usually have somewhere in the ballpark of 3,500 to 4,000 total folks that will attend our graduation. And it is a big time celebration for us and our community. And we're looking forward to it here in just a couple of Mondays.
You make me want to be there. Academically, what's the schedule before the final bell?
So we do have final exams coming up. So all of our families will be getting an email from me later today. Final exams kick off next Thursday, May the 23rd. We have 4 days of finals that'll take us through those last 4 days of our academic year. We will actually come back since we had some built-in snow days this year and we didn't have to use those. So we had a couple of 3-day weekends, which our teachers and families appreciated. And we will come back on Tuesday and Wednesday after Memorial Day break. So our last student day will be Wednesday, May the 29th. And something to let our families and our community know that we are actually at the high school, the way our final exam schedule work on that day, our students will be done and released at 1:05 p.m., so kind of following an early release that is for the high school only on that day. But we'll release our students at 1:05 p.m. on that last student day. And we have 4 days of finals, so our students only have a handful of classes left before they're actually into their final exams. And we encourage our families to help us let their students know, hey, finish strong. You know, we've got quizzes and tests coming up, obviously those final exams. any outstanding assignments or anything they've got left to turn in, by all means, let's finish strong and end this academic year on a positive note.
You mentioned something to me about there is someone who's not a senior, but they are observing their final days.
They are, yeah. So Muncie Central, we have such a great teaching staff. Our staff is phenomenal. I'm obviously very biased, but that's okay. I don't mind sharing it. But we do have one retiree this year at Muncie Central, art teacher John McCallop, Mr. Mac, as we call him. He's just been phenomenal. And my 8 years of working with John actually was a teacher over at Sutton Elementary and then transitioned to Muncie Central when we had some reconfiguration of our buildings after my first year of being principal. And I've loved every minute of having John work with our students. He is a teacher that, with his ceramics and jewelry classes that are electives for our students, we try to have 28, 30 students in a class. He's got 35, 36, 37 students sometimes. He just can't say no to the kids when they want to take his classes. You walk by, they're constantly creating things and working on things. Timely to talk about John and our art teacher that's retiring. We have our All-City Art Show that kicked off last night with our Celebrate Excellence event that's going on through the day today as well at the Field House. But our students are just so talented, and John allows them to take that creativity and just display it and work in the things that they're passionate about. And so John will be celebrating his last day coming up soon, and we'll have a chance to celebrate him on our last staff day on May 30th. But shout out to Bearcat John McCallop as he is retiring at the end of this academic year.
Maybe you can talk him into some subbing or something.
He has actually already agreed to do that. And with our largest staff as we have, we might see John just as much as we are right now. With all the holes we have to fill sometimes, but he has already filled out his sub. I actually had to go on our IDOE website for licensing, and I renewed his professional growth points. I approved those for him to renew his license. So he is he will not be a stranger to Muncie Central, but I guess he says he can work when he wants to now instead of when he has to. But we're very proud of him. Love him to death.
Great, great, great. We've mentioned two or three things that we needed to and wanted to. What about this writing center? I had read something about a writing center being installed.
Absolutely. So we're partnering with Ball State University, and we have a writing center that's been established on campus in one of our classrooms. We have two teachers that are really working hard to pull that into making it vibrant and alive for our students. They're doing a great job. Morgan Leckie and I still say Ellie Kirkpatrick. She got married. It's Ellie Coles, but Ellie Kirkpatrick, we call her KP. But Miss Leckie and Miss Coles are doing a great job of working with our students. So essentially the goal is for our students, when they have availability in their schedule or they get passes from other English teachers, they come to a dedicated space where they can work primarily on their writing skills. And they're doing a phenomenal job with that. We implemented that this school year. And, there's a couple of litmus tests, if you will, as you go through the year to kind of see if we're making progress there. Our Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest, sponsored by the MLK Dream Team to kick off Black History Month. We had a couple of our Bearcats that did very well and actually won the high school division there. And then we have the integrity essay contest that happened by that committee that sponsored every year. And I had a chance to attend their banquet and their awards program this year. And that's been going on for several years here in Delaware County. And one of our students, Juno Leckie Morales, was actually the high school winner for that essay competition as well. So the Writing Center is definitely opening our students' eyes to structure, technique, some of those foundational skills of being able to express themselves in writing, but also help them with their college applications and a number of things that they're working on. So we're really excited about that. We're actually even looking at possibly expanding that into a math center at Muncie Central to focus on what we're doing on the math side of things. So our teachers are coming up with some creative ideas, and we're trying to make sure that we put all that into place. But, yeah, the Writing Center is phenomenal, and we're really happy with the work that our teachers are doing there to support our students.
First visit since, I think. Any takeaways from the State of the Schools address?
Well, the first takeaway I'd tell you is the mood in the audience and just around in general is just very appreciative and positive. I think with Governor Holcomb being there and really just saying, you know, to paraphrase him, he's piling on the praise of all the hard work that's been done with the partnership with Ball State University and Muncie Community Schools. Steve and I have talked about this many times on air that, you know, I've kind of had a front row seat in my 8 years of being principal to all the things that have transpired and the road that our school corporation has been down and where we are today. Is truly remarkable, and it was very nice to have the community come together and celebrate the progress that we've made. By no means are we satisfied, and do we still have a long road ahead of us? Absolutely. But it's nice to maybe stop every once in a while and look back and realize how far we have come. So it was very nice to hear from a lot of the folks that really have made that possible. Dr. Kwiatkowski, Dr. K, as we affectionately call her, you know, yeah. is retiring at the end of this year, and Dr. Reynolds is taking the helm with that transition. And you know, we just could not be more proud of. Matter of fact, when we kind of gave each other a hug that night, I said, Dr. K, I'm just so proud of you. And she said, well, Chris, thank you so much, and I'm proud of you. And but we know we still have a lot of work to do, but it was very nice that night just to feel the warmth and the love and the appreciation and the positiveness from everyone in the audience of the journey we've been on, and you know what we have ahead of us, and working for our students and making sure they have a great experience and making Muncie better. And as President Mearns has said since the day he arrived, you know, we're better together, and obviously we have a number of things to be proud of, because the Ball State University partnership has really benefited our students and our staff and our community. So we're appreciative of that.
And you never know when you're turning out the next Dave Letterman or Caitlin Clark, or
you have no idea. You have no idea. And I think that's the beautiful thing about our jobs. Many folks have said this before. You know, the great thing about teaching is that it matters. The tough thing about teaching is that it matters every single day. And, you know, our staff gets up every single day with the intention of making sure that they're providing an opportunity and experience, molding and developing some lifelong characteristics and standards and just some of those skills that our students will need. And I know you can do that. Your wife was an educator for many, many years, and we can all look back on to an opportunity or an experience we've had with a teacher that's hopefully molded us to who we are today. And a lot of times it's maybe not so much about what it was that they were teaching us, but more importantly, how they treated us, how they made us feel, how they supported us when we failed. And, you know, we've got a very nurturing staff to be able to do that, and we're really proud of them. And, you know, it's that time of year where you do a little bit of reflection, but we still need to finish strong. So, but we're really excited about it.
I've heard it said that you may not do brain surgery, but you taught those who do.
That is correct, yeah. That is a true statement. So I don't know if that's scary or not. I know Steve would probably think that's scary, but you are correct, sir.
And we'll be hearing from Steve coming up in just a few minutes here on Delaware County Today, WMUN. Anything I haven't asked that we need to mention before we go on?
No, I think we've covered everything as we're wrapping up the year. Always appreciate our time together. And, again, just encouraging our families to encourage their students to finish the year strong. We're not done just yet. But we've had a great, phenomenal school year. Very, very proud of them. And looking forward to a little few weeks off in the summer, and we'll be right back at it. And go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats. Muncie Central Principal Chris Walker with us on Delaware County Today. Thank you so much, my friend.
And thank you.
Our news summary coming up yet in this hour. You'll hear from Steve Lindell from Uganda, and Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan talks about Police Week in Central Indiana. That and more coming up on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.